New York City's historic crime reduction and a job well done during the 2005 New York City transit strike. Hello and welcome to Inside the NYPD, the official podcast of the New York City Police Department, broadcasting from police headquarters in Lower Manhattan to our listeners around the world. I'm Jesse Peterman. In 2005, we have seen crime in New York City continue to decline. To discuss this remarkable achievement is this week's guest, NYPD Deputy Commissioner Michael J. Farrell. Commissioner Farrell first joined the police department in 1985 and has held a number of top positions. He is now the Deputy Commissioner for Strategic Initiatives, which includes overseeing the department's think tank, the Office of Management, Analysis, and Planning. Here is the NYPD's Jason Post.
Deputy Commissioner Michael Farrell, as 2005 comes to a close, what does the crime picture look like in New York City?
Well, Jason, this year is shaping up to be a very successful year for the NYPD regarding crime reduction, and really a historically safe year for all New Yorkers. Overall crime is down another 5% citywide, and that, of course, is on top of record declines in crime. And we've had corresponding drops in our transit system, in public housing, and in our school system as well.
After the September 11th attacks, there was this sense that crime would inevitably rise again. But what actually happened?
Well, that didn't happen. And in fact, crime has gone down every year since 2001 for a total reduction of nearly 20%. And that translates on an annual basis to about 30,000 fewer crimes. What really is remarkable in that is that we've had those reductions in spite of losing over 4,000 officers to budget cuts and another 1,000 to our counterterrorism assignments. So crime in New York City is now at a level not seen since the 1960s. In fact, with murder down another 6% this year, we're likely to have fewer murders than at any time since 1963. Also, with a 4% reduction in transit crime this year, the subway system has seen a nearly 50% drop in crime since 1997. And with ridership up the way it is, that comes out to about 2 crimes a day per million riders. It's hard to recall, but as recently as 10 years ago, there was twice as much crime as we have now in New York City.
How does New York City compare to the rest of the country regarding crime?
Well, according to the FBI statistics for 2004 that were released just a couple of months ago, they showed that New York City had the lowest overall crime rate of any of the 25 largest cities in the U.S. And when you expand that to all of the cities that report, those that have a population of 100,000 or more, New York City ranked 222nd out of 240 cities for overall crime rate. That's pretty low. In fact, when you look at the trend since 2001 compared to the nation, New York City alone accounts for 20% of the nation's crime decline. And when you look at New York State, we account for 74% of the decline throughout the state.
What actions of the department would you attribute this extraordinary record of crime reduction to?
The department has a number of very successful initiatives, but the primary among them is Operation Impact, and that's a program that was established by Commissioner Kelly in 2003. And that's delivered reductions in crime on the order of about 30% with each wave of new recruits that are assigned to our targeted impact zones. This program alone has contributed greatly to the overall crime decline.
In Operation Impact, how are these impact zones designated?
We undertake a very detailed analysis of crime statistics and crime mapping in order to identify those areas where crime is most concentrated, and that we then assign large numbers of officers, new graduates from the police academy, to police those areas, and it's been very successful.
What do you see coming down the road in the future of crime fighting?
The commissioner's new real-time crime center will certainly help us by working smarter as we harness this technology to identify patterns and solve crimes even more quickly. It's a way of using technology to understand how best we can intervene to reduce crime even more. Ultimately, though, the drop in crime is clearly due to the dedication and hard work of our 37,000 police officers, and that's exemplified by the courage and commitment of Officers Stewart and Enchatige.
That was NYPD's Deputy Commissioner Michael Farrell. Now we turn to the efforts of the department during the transit strike that shut down New York City buses and subways for 3 days the week before the Christmas holiday. In the middle of the night, on Tuesday, December 20th, the department implemented a strike contingency plan to keep the city safe and moving. Members of the service sprang into action, establishing a network of traffic checkpoints to manage the massive influx of vehicles into Manhattan before the morning rush hour. Officers assigned to patrol enforced vehicle restrictions and directed traffic, while at the same time helping millions of commuters get to and from work as efficiently as possible each day of the strike. That included the bulk of officers from the Patrol Services Bureau and the Transportation Bureau, along with hundreds of others from headquarters, the Detective Bureau, and the Organized Crime Control Bureau. In addition, 1,200 recruits were deployed from the Police Academy each day to support their fellow officers. Despite freezing temperatures and tours that began at 3 a.m., officers dealt skillfully and professionally with an inconvenienced public for the duration of the strike. As usual, the department's traffic enforcement agents did remarkable work during this emergency. The performance of every member of the department, uniformed and civilian, is further evidence of the tremendous professionalism of the New York City Police Department, even under the most trying of circumstances. We close with a word about joining the New York City Police Department. The NYPD offers a job with a future, a great place to serve, and a chance to advance. For more information, call 212-RECRUIT or visit us on the web at www.nypdrecruit.com. Thank you for listening to the New York City Police Department podcast. For Inside the NYPD, I'm Jesse Peterman.